This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bittar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Dr. Bittar, it's time for some advanced medicine. Here we are. Can you believe it's December of 2017 already? How did we get here?
I don't know, but in February, we'll be, what, starting our, is it our ninth year?
I think you're right. It's like, yep, starting our ninth year. Yeah. Well, seventh, eighth, ninth together, that's right, because I've been on the air, this is the 18th year, so... And we started Groundhog Day 2011 together. And so if it would be Groundhog Day 2018, that would be seven, yeah, in our eighth year, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Yeah. It was 2011 or 2010?
2011. Groundhog Day 2011. Yeah, I remember that.
Got it.
An auspicious day, we came out and did not see our shadows, so we just continued to have some fun.
Right.
Did not go back
right
into the groundhog hole, so to speak.
That's right.
So... healthcare crisis. We've been talking, lecturing on it, and it is a crisis of disease care, disease management, disease creation. There's an interesting article here on Natural Blaze. I thought you might like it too. And he references this guy, that Chris, the writer, references a place, a city called Potholeville. And they spend all of this money repairing cars, all the time repairing cars, until a few citizens got wise and said, well, why don't you fix the potholes instead of having to spend all that money fixing cars. And they say, well, it's too expensive to fix the potholes. And then another person says, well, you can never get rid of all the potholes. And then another person says, even if you fix the potholes, they're just going to reappear in a short while, so it's not even worth repairing them. And then another person says, if we fix the potholes, what will all the technicians do? It's going to lead to high unemployment. It's like, if you apply that to the human body, right? What will all the doctors do if you fix all the things that you can actually fix instead of, you know, repairing the car? It's just a concept that it seems to be so rooted in common sense, but so lacking in what we've been dealing with in modern medicine and not advanced medicine.
Right. That's a very true statement. I think that it's probably, it's not surprising though, is it, Robert? Do you find that surprising? I mean, it's almost not surprising at all.
Well, I mean, what's surprising is that this system is still arguing for its, it's not surprising, it would argue for its sustenance by denying the repair of the potholes in that argument in terms of the cars that are always being repaired, right? It's like us saying, hey, why don't you eat cleaner food? Why don't you exercise more? And when you do, you know, succumb to, you hit a pothole, deal with it right then and there so that it doesn't become, you know, the permanent damage to your underbody, right, as a car would be in car speak. And, you know, that's just, again, this is so rooted in common sense, but it's like that when we talk about the car analogy, sometimes it fits where you say, would you put in contaminated gasoline in your car? Of course not. I don't want to harm my car, but would you put contaminated food in your body? Well, my doctor doesn't say that. So it's like the mechanic would say, sure, put it in there because you're going to come to me and I'm going to be able to help you out and part you from your money.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I mean, though. It's not surprising that this system is in play, because this is how the feeding of the thought process of lack of responsibility or lack of personal responsibility, and somebody else external to you will fix your problems. It's creating a dependency state, a state where personal responsibility is minimized and dependency upon others that theoretically are better equipped or know more than you know will guide you thing is for you to do. But that's exactly why we are in the problems that we are today as a global society. For example, with the Centers for Disease Control and what they did with the vaccines, and they fell asleep at the wheel that they were supposed to be responsible for safeguarding our children, but they obviously didn't do that the way they should have, because that's why there's been this problem with vaccines. Or you can use any, you can insert any widget in there with any type of aspect of healthcare. You can do this with cancer, you can do this with heart disease, you can do this with vaccines, you can do this with diabetes, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why I was saying it's not surprising, because it seems to be how, in the words of Napoleon Hill in his book, Outwitting the Devil, this is a combination of three criteria that creates all these failures. First, he talks about is drifting, or the lack of definition of purpose. The second factor is what he calls hypnotic rhythm, which is essentially the habit formation of not having personal responsibility, okay? Like, it's okay to drink, it's okay to smoke, it's okay to eat crappy food, and then, hey, when you've got a problem, then you go to the emergency room, and then they'll get you fixed up, and they'll do the bypass, et cetera, et cetera. So it's that type of mentality, as opposed to, hey, do the right thing now, and you will never have to worry about the bypass, you never have to worry about the chest pain. And then the third part, the third criteria is time. And time meaning that the longer you allow something to happen, the more the sustained habit forming, the hypnotic rhythm takes its formation and continues. And then that causes more and more drifting. And so it's a positive feedback, if you will, that feeds upon itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the system itself, as diseased as it is, you know, lives to defend itself and to attack those who don't support it or who would be perceived to be real or imagined competition to it. Here's a great story that's not great because I like it, but it's a significant example. This is in naturalnews.com. By the way, all the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also linking out to advancedmedicine.com. Superdon put the links in the notes. And your invitation code to participate in the organization, or we say the membership, that could be free for you because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show with the code. We'll talk about it. But there's a health coach. You've heard about people that do holistic health coaching. They're not going in claiming to be doctors. They don't even claim to be nutritionists or dietitians necessarily. But they work with you. They listen to you. They follow. They go, here, let's get a little exercise going here. Maybe make some better choices on food. And those who have boards, like the dietitians, who are the lapdogs often of Monsanto, big food basically. You know, these synthetic foods, these artificial food companies, things like that, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, and things like that. This dietitian reported her to the board, or dietitian's board, and then, of course, the state agency then took action, criminal action against her. Fined her, threatened her, you know, with all kinds of things, because, my gosh, we cannot have competition from someone who is not licensed, like us, the dietitians, for instance. And I've said this so many times about licensure. It is anti-competition, is anti-freedom, and in fact protects a monopoly on knowledge. And the knowledge that is contained within a monopoly is often 30 years behind what the people who are real healers, real doctors, doing advanced medicine, or real nutritionists, doing advanced nutrition, not based on scientifically conflicted information from manufacturers of fake foodstuffs.
Yeah, so this is a perfect example. If you apply those three criteria, you know, you've got that definition of purpose. When it's lost, you know, you start drifting, and that's what's happened there. These organized these organized bodies, like the medical boards or the dietitian boards or whatever boards, you know, they don't have any competition. They have a fiefdom, if you will. Mm-hmm. So they are able to maintain the status quo, and they have a monopoly. So they tend to, by having this monopoly, they just start drifting. They just kind of go whichever way they want. And then they have that hypnotic rhythm, which is that constant habit of the same thing over and over again. And then as time passes, they remain entrenched in their power position. And so they start to think that they have control over everything. And this is consistent with lack of growth, because when you think that you know everything, and when you think you control everything, then there's no incentive to actually improve and grow and further that particular science. So this is one reason that when you look at the computer industry, there's so much innovation, because there's constant competition and constant growth. And, you know, every microchip that comes out, as soon as it comes out, the next generations are already being developed. It's almost obsolete by the time it's introduced, whereas in medicine, it's totally the opposite. We're still doing some of the things that are so barbaric that we did years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to poison cancer with chemotherapy or radiation and those type of things. And then there'll be a new twist on a certain drug, but it's the same class. Nobody's looking at a newer, more innovative way of doing something. So we really, when you start talking about this problem, we really need to reward and incentivize innovation is what we really need to do.
We do. But according to Mark Twain, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled, right? And so a lot of people, including in the profession that we talk about, medicine, don't want to acknowledge that they were duped too, because it shows that they're fallible, and there is that God complex that can come about when you've been granted this monopoly status, and then you get the God complex going. That's why they sometimes refer to as MDities. When they've lost that insight, when they've lost the willingness to listen, the ability to listen and learn. Like, you know, I've learned from you watching how you interact with your patients. Again, when you know stuff's going to help people, you're not going to hold that back. But people bring things to us all of the time. We have to consider. Sometimes it's real, sometimes it's not. But the moment you think you know it all, shut her down, man. Find somebody else to work with.
Yeah. And this is one of the things that it's a sad situation, but yet we see the clouds clearing in certain areas and an improvement in that coming about, and more people becoming aware. But there is a lot of this fiefdom and control and that's organized, these organizations that are preventing innovation and growth to occur, and a lot of infighting and a lot of the incestuous processes that try to keep them, that they try to utilize to maintain their status quo and maintain their power. And I think that standing up, like you talked about with the dietitian who complained about a life coach, and then the life coach standing up, and I don't know what the outcome was, but as more and more people are challenged like this and more people start realizing that, hey, I don't need to have a license to do something. I mean, there's a time and a place. Like, I wouldn't want somebody who's not licensed to do a bypass operation, perhaps, you know?
I get that concept if it's in its pure context and done right, but I think through board certification, you can limit those who are allowed to do that by law, even without license. But again, that's splitting hairs on that issue. But I get the concept, though, that in a general sense, licensure has been sold to us as one thing, but in its application, it's another. So we'd have to find a better way to go about that, because I don't want, as a homeopath, me doing heart surgery on you or anybody, right? So there's still laws against fraud, right? You can't claim to do something that you haven't been trained to do officially, and you can be busted for that without a license. Anyway, let's carry on this discussion into the vaccine realm. The dengue fever vaccine in the Philippines, big news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advanced medicine continues here with Dr. Rasha Bittar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hundreds and hundreds of hours of archives available to you at advancedmedicine.com. And, of course, we used to have it at medicalrewind.com. Are they still there as well? Because I know that things are transitioning into the advancedmedicine.com website, too.
Yeah, they're not there at Advanced Medicine yet, so they're probably still at Medical Rewind, but they will be, yeah.
Okay, so that's emerging. And, of course, we have the archives here at robertscottbell.com, now on video as well as we do YouTube here on GCN. Interesting subject matter on vaccines, specific to the dengue fever. Now, this relates also to things I've been covering the last couple of years about Zika and chikungunya. They all seem to be related according to the medical literature and how it's being reported. But now in the Philippines, Dr. Bittar, 730,000 Filipino children apparently received a faulty dengue vaccine, which caused more severe dengue rather than preventing it. And what they're saying now is if you give this vaccine to someone who didn't have dengue and they acquire dengue, it is devastatingly worse than those who had dengue and they get this vaccine and it seems to be not so problematic. But what occurs to me here, in addition to the problems that they're raising, is that the people who have dengue or have had it and survived it, why are you vaccinating them? Shouldn't they already have antibodies for dengue? Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, so they say it's not as problematic for those who already had dengue. But if they haven't had dengue, they get this vaccine for dengue, they have a more vicious, debilitating form of dengue. Is it really the form that's changed, or is it the immune system that has been altered by the dengue vaccine that they're now calling faulty?
Yeah, I think that it's the latter. So that's a very good point, and that's probably very common. The same type of situation could be probably attributed to many of the conditions when they start seeing a change in the so-called virus or the change in the so-called bacteria. And I think it's more change in the immune system and not so much in the bacteria, the virus per se, even though mutagenesis can take place as well.
Sure. But, you know, Sanofi Pasteur is actually admitting that their vaccine for dengue is defective. again, I don't know how they're defining defective. I would argue that most all vaccines, by virtue of what's in them, are going to cause defects in you. But in this case, it's pretty significant because they're acknowledging it to the government of the Philippines that there's a problem here that are impacting potentially 730,000 kids over there. Again, I caused the question to be asked because I had Professor Duisberg on, one of the world's foremost retrovirologists. The guy knows viruses and interactions with the immune system. And he says, you know, only in the era when HIV became the so-called red herring of AIDS did an antibody mean you were going to die. Everything prior to that, an antibody was good. So if you had dengue, you lived, you survived, you should be strong. Why are they vaccinating those people anyway? And then they're saying by vaccinating the people who haven't had dengue, they're having a much worse manifestation of dengue. Again, it brings to light these questions we've been asking about vaccines for a long time.
Yeah, I would agree that these are concerns. And again, it's probably, you're talking about dengue right now, but this could be an argument that could be made for many other similar type of diseases that are caused by a virus or bacteria or some type of a pathogen.
Right. Think about chickenpox, how naturally acquired chickenpox strengthens you. You get the vaccine, and now we're seeing shingles outbreaks in adults and younger ages that never had this case before. And the question is, why? Why are we doing this? Of course, you and I are not doing this, but there's an industry that is, you know, promoting this religious agenda of basically take the sacrament, don't ask questions, and if you do, we're going to find a way to convince you otherwise by having you abandon this principle of individual liberty or spiritual freedom.
Exactly. We can also apply it to the measles. Remember the wild type measles outbreak in Disney, and they were talking about all the people that were actually, that it wasn't the wild type, it was actually all the vaccinated, all the people that had the measles outbreak in Disney all had the measles vaccine. It wasn't the wild type. It was the vaccine strain that had
the vaccinia. Yeah. The thing about this, of course, is that a healthy, otherwise healthy person in a developing situation acquires the measles, gets over it, and is strengthened for life, for good purpose, as opposed to trying, as they argue, well, we'll make them pure from infection if they would just get vaccinated. Well, we're not supposed to be pure from infection. It is part of the development of our immune system, the learning process, the strengthening of the species generation to generation. But that's not what we get, but you do get it here on Advanced Medicine.
Yeah, this is an important part, that the human immune system is actually, we are a viral system. Be evolved through the mutation of virus. That's a very good point.
Yeah. Well, we've got some more discussion going on the break. In fact, we have a caller asking about insomnia. Dr. Bitar and I will talk with that person from Miami in a moment. Then we'll be back, and we've got to talk about, question of the day about root canals and holistic approach to healthcare and dentistry as well.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we were just talking with someone on the break about an insomnia situation. Of course, adrenal issues, Dr. Batari, you bring up, that sits right on the kidneys. And he had mentioned blood pressure earlier, was on it temporarily, I think. I don't know if still on a blood pressure medication. And we talk about kidney health, urinary health, even reproductive health, all of these areas being impacted. In fact, one of the articles here today, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, talks about heavy metals causing chronic urinary and reproductive health problems, according to a study on particularly dental amalgams. And this was done by the CDC. Is it possible the CDC recognizes that mercury might not be good for you after all?
Well, we'd hope so, because the Environmental Protection Agency has recognized it as the second most toxic substance known to man, so we'd hope the CDC would catch up with them.
Yeah, I would think so. And I was just thinking in terms of blood pressure, you've often talked about another heavy metal, cadmium, its impact on kidney, renal health. If something impacts the kidneys, I mean, is there a adrenal kidney brain barrier, you know, like a blood brain? Is there something, if the kidneys are impacted, that the adrenals wouldn't be? I mean, with heavy metals, perhaps?
Not that I'm aware of, Robert. I mean, the adrenal system is a part of the endocrine system, and the endocrine system is total endocrine system is very, very sensitive and susceptible to heavy metals. So the thyroid, the adrenals, the sex hormones, the reproductive organs, they're all very, very sensitive to the effects of mercury, of all heavy metals for that matter.
Right. So, yeah, that's why I was thinking in terms of some other physical explanations as we were talking to Leonard off the air about insomnia. We talked about mental activity. You mentioned as well going to bed at a certain time to work with the circadian rhythms of the body, right? Finding a way that, in fact, there are other things I do. I mean, we turn off the Wi-Fi at night, for instance, because it's disruptive if you're sensitive. And even if you're not, there's impact. Obviously, the more stressed or the more toxic you are, the more impact negative it can have on you, but you might not notice it because you've got so many other ailments. As you get cleaner, you can become more sensitive. And I'm not saying that EM fields are going to cause cancer tomorrow or in a day, but wouldn't we agree that we try to reduce exposure to things that are not ideal for us if we have any level of control over it? And I even, you know, I cover any light leaks, too. I sleep better in total darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm the same way. I like to cover up all the lights. Everything needs to be off. And also alarm clocks or anything like that, either they're unplugged or I prefer that they're not even in another room. But even if they are, that they're far away enough away from the bed, from the head of the bed, so that they don't disrupt from an electromagnetic standpoint. And, of course, from the light being very dim. But I like it perfectly black myself. I agree with you.
Very, very, very good. Now, I think this may relate, this next thing, because we're talking about dentistry, the placement of metal amalgams, which can contain upwards of 50% mercury, and that stuff will leach out, it will gas out every time you chew and eat, and of course the impact on any system of the body is known, and as we're mentioning, the kidney urinary system. But what about the impact of surrounding tissue? And that leads us to our second question of the day.
Excuse me! I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question comes from Claude. Claude, or if he's from France, it would probably be Claude. Claude. Claude's asking, he says, hey, I love the natural options you bring to us. What do you think about root canal treatment? Or more precisely, is there a safer alternative besides removing the tooth? Thanks, Claude. Now, Dr. Bitar, I've got a problem with this root canal concept because you go in there, you just basically kill the tooth, but you leave it in place. And it disavows any knowledge that the tooth is a living entity in your body. It's not just dead tissue, per se, but after you kill it, it becomes a place that you'll often find infection can live because the living, and we can go to an energetic standpoint, but even the exchange of the life fluids, whether they be lymph, blood, etc., moving through and around the tooth, are disconnected from the rest of the body. So it becomes problematic, and some have argued that knowing the meridian system, like a specific tooth has a root canal, they'll trace the meridian back to the breast, and they'll find higher incidences of breast cancer. So it's not just the problem locally on tissue. So I'll throw all of that out for you to comment on.
Well, the first thing is that when I learned that 95% of all disease processes start in the mouth, I was shocked, and that is a absolute truth. The second is what you're talking about with the meridians and the disruption of the meridians when they do dental work, massive, massive interplay, and the correlation is so dramatic. I mean, 90% plus correlation between the meridians that are disturbed during dental procedures and then subsequent issues that arise in that particular meridian in the body because of the dental work that was done. Like you said, with the breast or, whatever the case of whatever organ system that meridian defined. So this is not far-fetched. This is happening all the time, and it's remarkable when you have some understanding of these various meridians and dentists that actually do look at that. In fact, I'm surprised at how many biological dentists are now using those traditional Chinese diagrams that kind of show which tooth has which meridian that goes through it or which meridian goes through which tooth. Mm-hmm. And making sure that if somebody has, let's say, pancreatic cancer, then they're looking at the particular tooth that would be correlating with that meridian and then assessing that tooth and finding that there's a problem, whether there's a, like you said, a root canal or some type of abscess or some type of a cavitation or something like that. So, yes, it's a very, very big issue. And all our cancer patients that come to us, that's one of the first things we look at is the impact of their teeth on their cancer process and what needs to be done. Amalgams being removed, cavitations being resolved, root canals being alleviated, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and like in my wife's case, who you know, she'd been dealing with 6 years of intense neuralgic pain from a dental extraction leaving a cavitation until it was finally corrected recently. And the CBD, as we talked about, kept her alive ultimately through the pain and the anxiety that exacerbates the pain and vice versa. But in the case of, let's say we've got somebody that has an abscess below the tooth. Now, as a homeopath, I know the remedy is sulfur calcareum. And I would also say modulate immunity, strengthen immunity in general. If there's amalgam there, remove it safely, of course. The other thing is, can we attack the infection directly? Yes, I've got dentists that will utilize injecting ozone. You've utilized silver and silver intravenously or even injecting into the site to eradicate the infection. Now, if you were truly able to eradicate the abscess, you might not have to destroy the tooth or pull the tooth, you know, for a root canal scenario. But modern medicine relying only on antibiotics devastates immunity long term. The penchant for root canal to destroy the tooth to address the abscess improperly, again, leaves necrotic tissue potentially and future infections and cancers. So if we can address the infection safely, more holistically, and knock it out, maybe none of this is necessary.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It is something that must be looked at, must be addressed, because it is very prevalent. And I think also those dentists that do understand the importance of this and they end up doing some type of a procedure, they can take certain proactive steps to make sure that those particular meridians aren't disruptive or do things to minimize the disruption so that there isn't a long-term consequence downstream from their procedure.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't it be extraordinary? And I've met dentists that are now integrating. A lot of them integrate ozone. Some of them also integrate silver. And I know the interplay with oxygen. Silver is excellent so that you can get double the benefit or even triple the benefit by using both. But I believe there are innovative dentists and doctors that are figuring this thing out because the rapid, let's say, post-antibiotic era that we are approaching in a time where so many of the bugs have become so-called superbugs, the reality is we have to find other options. And there are other options. They just haven't been in play in a long time. And with advances in medicine and science, we can actually tap into some of those more ancient modalities and make them even perhaps more efficient without sacrificing them in a synthetic way.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Robert. I would definitely agree with that. And I think that also people becoming aware of the importance of the correlation between disrupting various meridians during dental procedures, just people becoming aware of it and asking those questions. Probably the vast majority of dentists are not aware of this, but if a patient starts to become empowered with knowledge and they bring this up and the dentist either does or doesn't know about it, let's say the dentist knows about it, then they'll be able to give you a good answer. And if the dentist doesn't know about it, then you may want to choose a different dentist, or you may want to prompt the dentist to, you know, find out more about it before they do the procedure. And so it's actually raising the collective consciousness to the awareness of this issue. And the more people that know about it, the more dramatic the impact would be. But it is a massive, massive issue, and it's something that people should pay attention to.
Yeah. Hey, Super Don, if you got your ears on, I want to ask about dental health because I just want to make sure you don't have any root canals we're going to have to worry about down the road, right? Just every once in a while, I think about you. Get me, you're sitting in that chair doing your thing. Are you chewing on a pencil? I don't know what's going on over there.
No root canals, no.
Okay, good. Well, we had such an extraordinary event this weekend, the Southeastern Natural Products Association. And, you know, we were even talking about issues like neurological interference, like the chiropractic model. And you as a DO and osteopath, you understand that you know, function follows form. And that the brain, the nervous, all of these things are impacted by, you know, how are we structurally? So that there are elements of you know, whether it be biomechanics that are good or bad. There's so many things that impact nerve flow, blood flow, lymphatic flow. We talk about exercise and movement. But again, all of those things can be, all the good things we do that can help can be counteracted when, for instance, we are injected with mercury or placed in our teeth with a mercury-based amalgam that will continually leach the second most toxic substance that we know about. So, you know, it can be frustrating for people, like even Leonard, who we're talking to off the air here about his insomnia, doing a lot of the right things And as we're trying to hone in on maybe what we're missing or what he's missing in this regard, I don't believe in random acts of whatever. I think there's always something. We've just got to find it if we're able to or open to it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't believe in random acts of whatever either. I think that's a very poor way of seeing the world by just believing that they are random acts. Even the chaos theory has that there's organization to the chaos. So
yes, there's non-randomity. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and folks, if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show Advanced Medicine every week, you know that's not a random act either. You're choosing to be here, and we appreciate you for doing that. I would encourage you to go to the show notes today, robertscottbell.com. It'll link you up to advancedmedicine.com. And the special invitation code, Super Don, has placed it in the notes as you scroll down. You can see it's 1358, and you can be part of the AHEAD map, the medical assessment program that's evolving all the time and getting all the time better. Pretty profound in bringing the power to heal back to each and every one of you where it belongs. More with Dr. Bittar, Advanced Medicine, after this brief break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Belcher. All right, Dr. Pitar, have you been following a lot of the? I know you're not a guy that's a news junkie. That's kind of silly, but maybe you've heard a little bit about, like, in Hollywood and government, all of these people that are being outed as sexual abusers, pedophilia. I mean, really horrible things that are happening. People in power abusing their power, and like we've been talking about for years, consciousness shift. The light is shining, and those people can no longer hide, and we're seeing and hearing a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the dads who you may have met, maybe at Autism One, and he's got, Tanner's dad, Tim, and I think that's his handle on Twitter. And he, I don't know if it was him or someone in conjunction with him, came up with this idea. Oh, Ken Heckenlively, in fact, it was. As a Twitter tag, a hashtag, Vaccine Injury Me Too, and it's playing off of the Me Too for all the women who were abused sexually in some way, and it's opening up the, hey, you know what? There's abuse, and then there's abuse, because what do you call it when people, whether it be doctors or otherwise, are promoting or actually injecting toxic poisons into defenseless children, if not abuse, a form of abuse, child abuse in this case? And hashtag vaccine injury me too was kind of expanding on this idea, is now people are sensitive to this idea of don't abuse your power. What's happening with the medical relationship to the people, or even the government and pharmaceutical relationship to the people, when they're foisting this abuse on innocent, defenseless people?
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. I have not heard of that. And like you said, I don't stay up with the news, so I have not yes. heard that, but that is interesting.
Yeah, I think it's Vax Injury Me Too, if I'm not correct. Super Don, you remember that? I think last week we had Ken Heckenlively on from Boland Report. He had that big piece on that. And again, yep. It's just like pointing out that, as I've said so many times on the air, when we talk about abuse, let's say you've got an adult abusing an adult. It's about like a Harvey Weinstein abusing all the young starlets that want to be in a movie, right? That's horrible. I could not say that's anything but horrible. But then we take and look at pedophilia, an adult abusing a child. And we're like, I don't think anybody looks at that as anything but worse, even. It's not saying one is good, but I look at the equivalency, if you will, of the abuse of children with toxic metals, aborted fetal cells, animal RNA, DNA, antibiotics, adjuvants, heavy, and injecting them into children, into babies. I'm thinking, what kind of sick minds think that this is okay?
Yeah, it's been happening, Robert, and it's going to probably continue to happen, and this is a recurrent theme that we ask all the time. What sick mind allows an individual to do that? And it's a modern form of genocide, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it is. We have been disrupted to such a degree that, you know, how do we get that sanity back? And it only happens one person at a time. It's not like it happens in mass, although there may be the 100th monkey effect and suddenly everybody is aware of it. But one by one by one, the transformation occurs. It's like that one new listener we got a year ago, or 2 years ago, one new listener we got today or yesterday, and one by one by one. Oh, also, a shout out if our Leonard from Miami is listening. A great doctor of chiropractic who we met, Dr. Louis Arant, A-R-R-A-N-D-T from Miami. He does a very interesting protocol. Another sweet, kind man, healer. There are healers down there in Miami that might be able to help you with your insomnia, just to put that out there. But advancedmedicine.com, if you go there, go through the AHEAD map. I mean, can't you do some level of self-assessment, Dr. Batar, even in an insomnia case?
Well, the AHEAD map will allow them to start to recognize any of the organs of detoxification where there may be a greater stressor, and then to a lesser degree to some of the other organ systems as well. But, you know, specifically looking at the liver, the gut, the kidneys, the skin, systemic pH, it'll end up seeing if there's the AHEAD map will allow you to see if there's an issue there. But as far as specifically to insomnia, I don't know. It'll give you an indication as to whether the organs of detoxification are compromised or not, or the level that they're compromised or not.
But as we know, any time an organ of elimination is compromised, there is no system that is not impacted or affected. Of course, some are more overtly, though. But so the thing is, there's nothing wrong, no downside to discovering these things.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You are 100% right. That's completely accurate.
Yeah. And again, we talk about, the emotional states, the mental states, and we talk about spiritual states. And you talk about spiritual toxicity and the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. I think, Leonard, if you're still listening, if you have not read Dr. Batar's wonderful book, international bestseller, it's called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. So, Ben, go ahead and play the outro music. We're about wrapping up here. And Dr. Batar, another great Advanced Medicine Monday, my friend. I look forward to seeing you and Ty Bollinger together at the big TTAC event this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too, Robert. And I'm actually going to have my son with me, so hopefully I'll have a great time.
Well, here we go. Tell them what they need to know real quick.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Yeah.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.